fist in the air, screaming power for the people. You need, I need power for the people. Fist in the air, screaming power for the people. I need, you need, we need power for the people. Jerry Dyer, the system about to burn it down. Kill him off with kindness, it's like you're burning, you can put it down. City on my back and place my body on that crucifix. Politicians ain't too hard to see who Judas is. War won't love, this a war on people. And when they gun us down, they know that we ain't equal. My silence is violence, my spirit defying. I pray they shoot me now, that's gasoline to the fire. Poppy ain't a hero, Poppy popping cause I'm feeling this. They trying to cut me down because I'm coming after dividends. Shots fired, it's a 187. And if they kill me now, I'm about to burn down heaven. Feeling like a Moses, need a pray with Farrakhan. Need to free the slaves, but this ain't over when the Pharaoh's gone. This COVID nigga got the mindset of a monster. Acting skills amazing, I swear you deserve an Oscar. Fist in the air, screaming power for the people. You need, I need power for the people. Fist in the air, screaming power for the people. I need, you need, we need power for the people. Black on black crime, there's blood in these lines. Please don't speak up, your emotions denied. You've been taking over, the children won't make a difference. I don't need an old nigga just preaching on how we're living. These are our streets, nigga, for Black Wall Street, nigga. We lacing our boots and cracking concrete, nigga. So strike me, I'll turn my cheek and spill blood across the leaf. This 404 is on my arm, I'm bleeding through my sleep. No love found, I use my hate for the difference. I'm cracking knuckles for glory, I put my fist through the limits. Justice ain't blind to the truth they design. A bullet for a cop, just put a bullet through the lies. Every step is for change, chickens see your mothers cry. Thought the niggas were tripping, we'll go watch Dylan know we'll die. So stand strong, cause this fight gets harder. We don't need more guns, we gotta do shit smarter. Fist in the air, screaming power for the people. You need, I need power for the people. Fist in the air, screaming power for the people. I need, you need, we need power for the people.
And you're listening to KFCF Fresno 88.1. This is the Street Heat Show. This is our monthly celebration of the struggle for workers' rights and social justice. And joined in the studio, we have Justin Medina. We just heard his work, his song. And we also have joining us Morgan Childs and and Emerelda Dupree. Welcome, everybody.
What's good?
Good, good. So we'll start off with you, Justice. You're kind of been the rock star around here in Fresno lately.
I'm just a normal human being, man. Nothing special about
me. Well, big deal getting a huge crowd out for the Black Lives Matter movement. And why don't you kind of talk about that a little bit, just, you know, how that came together and how it felt. And
Man, it was just an idea we had, you know, a group of friends of mine. And, you know, we put out the flyer on Twitter. We probably expected like 50 to 75 people to come out. You know, it's Fresno, so you don't get a lot of support out here, you know, for certain things, like especially like that. But we put it out. It received over like 300 retweets. It moved to Facebook. I'm not even active on Facebook like that. And it got like over 1,000 shares. We had people from Oakland come out, people from all over the valley come out, and we shut down a lot of streets. You know, we're just raising awareness first, you know, just against police brutality. And it's funny because everybody keeps, you know, they keep saying I'm a Black Lives Matter activist. You know, I support the movement 100%, but I'm all about localizing our movement here because I can't change the world from Fresno, but I'll start here.
Right, right, right. So talk about... Well, why don't you just sort of describe, in your words, what, you know, what exactly happened? How did it, you know, what streets did it start on, and what streets you walked down? And
we started on Sean Blackstone, and really the goal was to shut down that intersection and make people aware that there's a lot of anger that's out here. And we try to do it in a positive manner. You know, all my protests, that was my first protest ever. But as I continue to do protests, it's peaceful. I'm counteracting the system with love, peace, and killing them off with kindness, you know. But we ended up marching. and it wasn't planned for us to march, but if the people want to march, I'm going to march with the people, you know,
right.
Just like my song said, it's power for the people. Yeah. It's not power for me.
Right.
You know, it's this movement that's bringing together our community. So that's how it happened.
So, and then you, but then you guys marched for quite a ways.
Yeah,
so
we
you
did.
Guys went down, what, was it Bullard you went down?
We started on Sean Blackstone. We shut down Blackstone. We got to Bullard. We went to the freeway.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had people out there with babies, toddlers, youth, kids, old people that were in, you know, wheelchairs, you know, all races, all creeds, all colors. And, you know, we were faced by the police department with full riot gear, AR-15s, beanbag guns, and, you know, and it seemed as if they wanted to press the issue of violence against us. But, you know, like I said, we're killing them off of kindness.
Right, right, right. And then eventually you walked over to Clovis.
Yeah, yeah. We went down Fresno Street. We shut down Fashion Fair Mall. And then we marched down to Clovis, shut down Clovis Avenue. And then that's when we received a lot of hate from, you know, uneducated people that don't know what we're fighting for.
Okay, so, and I want to just let our listeners know, our lines are open also for this segment. The number here to call is 266-8888, 266-8888. And so if you have a question for our guests or if you have a comment, please do call in 266-8888. And want to talk a little bit about, so... Emerald and Morgan, you guys want to talk a little bit about the march and the rally?
Sure. I'll just start to provide some context for why we're doing what we're doing.
Sure.
Some boring stuff, statistics. But over a seven-year period in Fresno, we had 27 officers with repeat shootings, 2 to 5 shootings, who maintained their positions on the force. They faced no legal penalties, no work penalties. If we compare that to Oakland, we have similar size population. Oakland even has a higher crime rate than us. They only had 5 officers with repeat shootings in that area. So when we look at that, we really see an issue not only with transparency about these use of force incidences, but an issue with the training and how officers are dealing with it. So really our ultimate goal is to work with city council and get some form of legislation to support this movement to gain more transparency and accountability for the police, for the safety of the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to jump in here a little bit because I was recently working for the American Civil Liberties Union, mm-hmm. and we did, last year, we did have some legislation that we were supporting to increase the transparency, mm-hmm. to make it so that the police and, you know, whatever law enforcement agency would have to have some, would have to report, you know, the number of people that are shot or killed by the police.
Yeah.
And we actually went to up to Sacramento last year. We had some buses that went up there, and a lot of it was organized out of the Faith and Community organization.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah. And they out. and we met over there at St. Rest Church, and we went up there, and people came from all over the state in California. We met in a big church, and then we marched through Sacramento. And we, when we were in Sacramento, I sound like I'm interviewing myself, but I can't help it. we got into the, and we went in and we met with all the different legislators.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if folks have been in the Capitol, but on the main floor, the governor's office is on the main floor, and it's kind of cool. They've got like this golden bear. It's this pretty good. It's a life-size statue of a golden bear,
yeah.
Right? And the bear's on all 4 feet. And we eventually wound up doing like a sit-in, and because we were trying to get the governor to agree to sign it, because the holdup really was the governor. It wasn't the legislature. It was getting the governor to sign it. So we had kind of an ad hoc impromptu sit in there, and he did agree to sign it. So it was a start.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, this is such a huge issue that it's not going to take a lot of pressure. But really, I'm just really excited that this has happened in Fresno.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Really,
you know, another exciting thing about
it too,
it's the youth that's leading this movement.
Yeah.
You know, and we're also trying to bridge that generational gap.
Yeah.
You know, because I understand that somebody that's in their 40s, they have a full-time job. You know, you can't hit the streets in March, but you can educate us and you can support us financially if that's what you need.
I'm so flattered that you're saying I'm so, you're talking to, looking at me and saying somebody in your 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, yeah. And so, you know, and of course, there are people who've been trying to deal with this issue for over the decades, mm-hmm. right? But I want to go to Emerald. Talk about the rally and tell us what you thought about it.
I mean, for the most part, it was a lot of leaderships coming out from different areas of Fresno community, which was a beautiful thing, seeing people come together. Mm-hmm. And just from the rally, I mean, that was really a burst for a start of, for people to come together mm-hmm. After that and start to build and really build upon real organization of helping out with other problems within the Fresno community that we have been building together and building relationships and just seeing who's out there actually that are game changers that are really ready to make a difference within the community. And there's a lot of game changers right now. That's just, they're just coming out.
Well, talk about that. Talk about that.
Talk about the game changers?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody's looking for different solutions to solve their community problems, rather that's solving it in having more transparency with the police department or educating our youth. Yep. Or working with the elders to get more information on what could we do to make the community a better place. And I always start by talking about what could you do to help out your family or what could you do to help out your brother when you see him on the street to really build a community. Because, I mean, that's one part that we have been working on the most is building a community of leaders to help others grow in whatever area of information and knowledge that they need to have.
All right. Okay. And so how did you experience the thing? You said you felt really a lot of different people coming from different parts of the community. You felt.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was beautiful. You know, just to tie into that, you've seen gang members, you know, that are usually shooting at each other, walk mm-hmm. stand, you know, by the, you know, our sides, no violence at all. You know, mm-hmm. We're seeing all, like I said, all creeds and colors come together. You know, it's mm-hmm. a beautiful thing. It's inspiring. I've met a lot of beautiful people with beautiful stories. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my main cause and my main efforts, what I'm pushing to, is to make sure everybody knows that their voice matters. And we also have to hold these council members, these politicians that we put into power and take our tax dollars accountable and make sure that they're helping make the community, you know, stand together. And, you know, also uplift and give us a platform to make sure that things are changing in our community. So the whole movement we were creating is about accountability, you know, within yourself and within the people that are around you. You know, like in the song you guys just played, you know, that the starting line is F Jerry Dyer, because we have to hold him accountable. We can't root out these corrupt cops, you know, that we see in the police department without holding the person that's in charge of that police department right. accountable. Right. But it's all accountability and love.
Right, right. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about, I just wanted to mention again that we are taking calls. The phone lines are open, 266-8888. So if you have a question for Justice, yeah. Morgan, or Emeralda.
Emerald.
I'm sorry. I make everything into Spanish, so I'm sorry. Emerald, please... give us a call, 266-8888, 266-8888, and we're talking about, these are the organizers, these are the folks that organized the big, very, very, very large Black Lives Matter protest, and also I want to kind of move over and talk about the other elephant in the room here, which is the police, and
yeah.
how that came down in terms of the march and the rally with the police.
There was a second protest on last Wednesday, mm-hmm. and it was in memory of Sandra Bland. So we protested in front of, you know, Fresno County Jail, and beautiful. You know, we had like maybe 200 people that came out, and, you know, we marched on the sidewalks. The police still blocked off traffic. We didn't ask for that. But they came out and blocked off traffic for us. Beautiful event. But as soon as I left that event, I was by myself. They followed behind me. It was me, my mother, and one of her employees. And they pulled us to the side, pulled me out of the car, handcuffed me, and then issued me a citation for $20,000 for the protest. You know, I think the powers that be would try to do their best to silence. But, you know, they picked the wrong one.
Uh-huh.
You know, the youth are very rebellious. And we'll make sure that our message gets, you know, put through to whoever we want to
right.
listen
they're,
to
they're
us.
Right, they're trying to send a message here.
They're definitely trying to make an example out of me, but
right.
you can't stop this.
Right, yep. So talk a little bit about, and I know I talked to you, you know, before we went on the air, a little bit about your, you know, how to deal with this. You know, they're trying to get you to you know, scare you that you're going to have to come up with $20,000. So what is the effort around that, the defense effort around that?
I'm talking to lawyers and the ACLU. I started up a GoFundMe. You can find that at GoFundMe.com/JusticeMedina. We've raised over $1,000 in like 3 days. And so I'm receiving a lot of support from the community, you know, but their scare tactics don't scare me. I think the only thing I fear is God. And Jerry Dyer ain't no God, you know. So if they hit me with more citations, it's okay, you know. Sometimes you have to face the repercussions for fighting for a good cause.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, and it's very, to me, it's very telling that how they react to you're asking, if you're asking for accountability from the police, they basically consider that to be, you know, illegal. Like,
yeah.
They haven't, like, read the Constitution or something.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
I'd just like to throw out there, we did send a Freedom of Information Act request requesting some public records on policy and use of force incidents. The statute states that they have 10 days to respond. We sent that on the 12th. Today's the 22nd. We'll see if we hear back from them today. But if we don't, then they're breaking that statute.
Yeah.
And also, not even just
And what exactly is the information that you're requesting?
The information we're requesting is a list of use of force incidences, the case numbers, and the records of those incidences, the investigations, what they found, and including Jerry Dyer himself. And we're also asking for a copy of complete police policy on use of force, regardless of if that's lethal use of force or not, just so that we can compare that to the 21st century policing policy that Obama has put out that they're supposed to be following that clearly is not happening in Fresno PD right now. So we just want to, again, accountability. Hold them accountable. Follow the laws that are being put forward, regardless of if that's us going to city council and asking for new legislation that will generate more accountability, or if that's a federal law that's telling you need to align your policies this way to protect people, to generate more safety.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we do have a caller on the air. Caller, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Camille.
Hi, Camille.
I'm calling to say thank you very much for this action that you did, and it was really wonderful that it was so successful. I wasn't able to be at any of the marches, but I was at the town hall meeting, which you haven't mentioned or talked about yet. And that was very positive also. It was really obvious. There were a lot of young people there, and there was a lot of interest in moving forward with this. So my question to you is, when will you schedule another meeting for people who want to come together and work on this? And how will we find out about it?
Currently, you know, I'm operating through social media. We've been doing a lot of organizing and, you know, behind the scenes. We have to stay 10 steps ahead of them because, you know, they're already 20 steps ahead of us. but everything that we've been we'll plan will be out on social media. We're planning on going to City Hall on
the 28th. So next Thursday.
We'll be out at City Hall. The town halls will keep happening. We just got to find a place. Liberty Christian Fellowship really they let us use their sanctuary for free, you know, and big shout out to them because, you know, that was a tremendous,
very,
you know,
grateful
effort that they gave to us, and we allowed us to use their facilities. But we did hold a town hall meeting, and the reason why I held the town hall meeting was to bring together the ideas. I want to know what the community wants, you know, what do they need? Like I said, I don't do this for myself. I do this for my city. Their voices aren't being heard. If the council members don't want to listen, well, I'll listen. And I'll do my best to make sure that they listen and they follow through what we're holding them accountable for. But it's funny because I went to City Hall and I had a line of questions. And I asked them questions and they couldn't answer anything. They looked me in the face and they told me, you know, you have to sit down now. And I was frustrated, you know, and I let my passion, you know, get the best of me, and they kicked me out, but I'll be there again, and they'll continue to see my face, you know.
Okay, Camille, I think the answer is on social media.
Social media, yeah. You can find me on Twitter, PAPIPOPPIN, Poppy Poppin, on Twitter and Instagram. And then on Facebook, you can add my personal account. It's Justice Renee Anthony Medina.
Okay, so you'll be posting on your Facebook account upcoming events?
Yes, everything will be on social media. So as soon as we plan the next town hall and we have a date and the set location, it will be right on Facebook.
Okay, we'll be at City Council on the 28th.
Yes.
Okay, and you're listening to KFCF Fresno 88.1. This is the Street Heat Show, the monthly celebration of the struggle for workers' rights and social justice. I'm your host, Pam Whalen. Mike Rose is on the controls. And I want to remind our listeners that we do have our lines are open, 266-8888. 266-8888. We've only got about 10 minutes left, so if you want to call, get your question or comment in. Better under the phone. And so I want to talk about a little bit about this, you know, some of the tactics, like some of the just kind of sharing my information with, you know, kind of my experience. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things talking about, you know, the politicians, because, you know, there is this, at least, you know, idea that the politicians are supposed to be in charge of law enforcement. So where you have the city council members, mm-hmm. you know, and I do know a lot of you know, progressive people have supported some of those city council members, like Esmeralda Soria. Mm-hmm. Thing is. We also have, you know, Henry Perea, who is running for mayor, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, be interested to see what kind of, you know, conversations that could be had with him. And also, you know, the other thing that is, I think, really an important thing for people to think about, mm-hmm. is actually the highest law enforcement people that we have in this community are elected officials. Mm-hmm. The district attorney is elected, the sheriff, the county sheriff is elected.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for people to think about. And very, very often they go basically unopposed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody runs against them. And I'm going to, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to hold the call for a minute and just kind of throw that out there about really people stepping up to the plate. You know, as they say, you know, you can't beat somebody with nobody,
exactly.
Right? You've got to have people run for these offices.
Exactly.
Just want to throw that out there for maybe Emerald, or what do you think about that?
What I think about, I mean, I always talk about that as far as accountability within your group, because it starts with, like, your neighborhood, and then it expands to the city. So it starts with, like, a smaller group, and then as they start to hold their group accountable and they start to hold the people next to them accountable, then it just starts, it continuously starts to grow.
Preach.
And as we start to grow within ourselves, I mean, you can't make change until you're ready to make change in yourself. So as we start to work and develop and hold ourselves accountable, then it's naturally that we hold others accountable, because that's just who we are as people.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take the call now. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi there. This is Gloria calling from Merced. I had the privilege of meeting Justin at one of the press conference that was held. I just wanted to mention a little bit, you know, because I think the issue is a little broader.
Mm-hmm.
I know that accountability is a word that's used a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things here is even our elected officials, and I know you started to talk about that,
mm-hmm.
they are not accountable to us either.
At all.
We had our elected officials, all of them, state senator, assembly member, all of the police captains, all of the DA, just everybody. What they did was pull a little fast one on our community by requesting that Brown fund a $4.5 million effort here, supposedly to control the gangs. But really what they're going to do is pick on the poor community.
Yeah.
You know, and so we were excluded from any comments. I mean, the health clinics, the university, a whole lot of people just gave their support to this thing, but
mm-hmm.
the local groups, the community groups, were not approached.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like a coup for them, you know? And
yeah.
So we're going to keep them also, you know, just to kind of see if they have the power. I mean, they're using our own tax money against us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we have to be smart. We have to be strategic. We have to get the community involved. And I want to congratulate you on having that success.
Thank you.
We're a little bit smaller here, mm-hmm. Justice, mm-hmm. but We're trying to learn.
Yeah. Okay? I mean, if David can take out Goliath, you know, then it's possible. The thing I think that has to happen is we have to rally the community together, and we have to find, you know, the leaders in the community that can take these offices. Because, you know, if we even get Jerry Dyer out, we get the mayor out, we get the city manager out, who's going to replace them? We have to find, you know, the people that we can actually hold accountable and trust and are actually here for the people. It was funny because when I went to council, the city hall, I asked every council member, do you stand with the community or do you stand against us? And the only person who couldn't answer that question was the president of the council. It's a simple yes or no. You know, we put you into power. Your automatic answer should be yes. And you should sit here and, you know, and say, I agree with what's going on and I'm going to support you 100%. And it's also funny because, you know, Morgan, she had a conflict with, what's his name, Olivier?
Clint Olivier. Yeah,
Olivier. And he, you know what he called the people here at Fresno? Uneducated idiots.
Yeah, he said I'm one of the uneducated, ungrateful idiots that he has to deal with on a daily basis.
It's stuff like this that has to be brought to light. And, you know, everybody has a voice, so we have to stand together. And, you know, and
power and unity.
Exactly. And power for the people.
One thing, though, you know, one other thing I just want to comment on is because we're already seeing that there, whoever it is, you know, might be the police, what is it, unions or whatever, but they're already getting people to be stand on the side of the blues, right? And so it's going to split our community, but I think it's important to be able to distinguish, you know, that while we're asking for, nobody wants to hate the police. We want them to protect and serve what they're hired for.
Exactly.
That's what we want to do. We don't want to, you know, always kind of fear them, you know, but the other is just to make sure to be inclusive. I think you have been, you know, because I know that there was for a little bit that Dylan Noble, you know, from the Fresno area, you know, there were signs of maybe, you know, especially with a sign that I'm quite all white lives matter. I mean, and I think people sometimes have a rage, but I think that we do have to work at sticking together, working together, because that's the way we're going to win.
Yeah.
So thank you, and I hope I'm not taking too much time from other people that might want to comment. Thank you so much, Pam, for having them on the show.
Thanks for calling, Gloria.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Bye. Okay, and we just have a couple more minutes left, and I want to just give Justin and Morgan and Emerald a chance to just say, how is it that our listeners can support this movement? What are the things that folks can do? How can they hook up? How can they connect with the effort? So I would like to give each of three of you a little minute to talk about that.
I think the first thing is finding an organization that's inside of your community and, you know, being involved. We're starting to work with Faith and Community, a very powerful organization that's out here. And, you know, it's not just us. It's not about us, like I've said, you know, many of times. Anybody can do this. You can start your own organization. But everybody in the community needs to be on the same page. We have to educate each other. We have to hold each other accountable. And, you know, like I was on this one radio show, and it's peace, unity, love, and community. Like, we have to come together. And, you know, we have to break down these racial divisions. We have to break down fear of different ideologies, because we're all human beings. You know, but it's all simple education.
Okay.
You have to come together and listen to each
other.
Okay,
I'm going to give Emerald.
Yeah, I would say go out into your community and host seminars to have like books and law books and books on how to develop relationships and how to network. Have more events for your community, for your family. Have home events at your house and talk to your kids and invite people over and start to have a conversation, because it starts with having a conversation. And when we have a conversation, it we hire the level of a communication between each other. I would say the other one is social programming, which is we have to pass around certain programs that question every single thing.
Okay, I'm going to give you 30 seconds, Morgan.
All right, so everyone please come to City Hall on the 28th next week.
What time?
8:30 a.m. And also, a great way to network in your community could even be just hitting the streets and handing out money or food or waters to the homeless people in your community. Just connect.
Okay, thank you very, very much. We've been listening to Justice Medina, Morgan Childs, and Emerald Dupree, and you've been listening to The Street Heat Show and on KFCF 88.1 Fresno, and now we're going to take you back to the KPFA Evening News.
fist in the air, screaming power for the people. You need, I need power for the people. Fist in the air, screaming power.